chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh. I was laughing because right when that part comes, we both cocked our heads back. Our throats ready for.
I was hoping Aaron was going to join in.
One
actually.
Of these days,
I'm like, one of these days, we got to get into just. Okay, yeah. Next time, Aaron, we're gonna make you do this.
We'll do it. We'll say. We'll make him do it, and then we won't say anything. It'll just be isolated on him.
What if his voice is amazing? It's like it sounds just it sounds better than Zach Brown. Oh. And we're like, what? All this time.
The voice of an angel, George Michael over there. We didn't even know it.
It's like the voice would just turn our chairs around, like.
Well, good to see you, everybody.
Good to see you. Happy Friday. We forgot to talk about this on the last episode. But
yeah,
we made a bet.
We did.
And
I won.
We bet
that the Carolina Panthers.
You bet that the Panthers would win against the Falcons. I bet that the Falcons would win.
You know, I tried to talk you out of that. Do you remember this?
Yes. But I'm never going to not bet on my own team.
I do it all the time. I mean, not all the time, but that's how I do it.
I'm not gonna bet against my team when it's your team. Like,
right.
If you were a Bears fan, I'd be like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, well, it makes it. I mean, obviously, because I'm a fan of the Panthers. You're a fan
of the whole
Falcons.
Reason we made that
that's
bet was because
it.
Our teams were playing. It wouldn't make sense for us to switch.
Yeah, right. That would be,
I mean,
but I'm glad you talked me out of it.
Sometimes I feel like I have to explain the alphabet to you.
Oh, how dare you? I know it goes A through Z. I do that at casinos sometimes. Just that way, you know, like the little dumb bets you could do. You know, you can bet on anything in Vegas.
You can bet on anything.
And so I'll take a dumb bet, you know, and I'll go against my team just because if they lose, I get something.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win, I'm happy they won, even though I lose the bet. So it's like a win-win.
A win-win.
Yeah, it's a victory for either way. But yes, this is my victory.
Yes, anyway, there's
one Abraham Lincoln.
You're $5.
Right at him. $5 foot long. Here I come, Subway. Yeah, we're in the money.
Yeah.
Now listen, here's what we can do. We can let this ride.
Oh, okay.
And we can do another bet.
Okay.
We'll have to think of what that bet will be.
Oh, let's bet on what movie your mom's going to review today.
Oh, I don't even know.
I mean.
Do you want to go through the list and see what's out and see if we can figure one out?
I'll look through.
Because you know they have the movie pass.
So they can see.
Anything. Like, I mean, they could go every day for like
$10.
Uh-huh. You pay $10 and you go every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she's told us all about it. Don't you remember?
And the popcorn and the drinks. I don't think she snuck tequila in her hair.
Oh, well, there's Thor.
Okay, I don't think that. Okay.
Thor, Happy Death Day. Let's see, movies that are out. Daddy's Home 2, maybe?
That might be good.
Now playing. I think, is this?
I'll let you pick one. You just pick one, and I'll choose another.
Okay, I think that, they might have gone to see maybe Bad Moms 2 or Suburbic. Ooh, LBJ. I think they went to see LBJ.
Okay, I'll take that bet. I bet that they did not see LBJ.
No.
That's it, right? Oh, I got to pick a movie. Okay.
Well, I guess so.
No. Let me pick one. And if
well, Aaron, let's let Aaron pick one, too.
Okay, Aaron, pick any movie that's out right now.
Do you know any of them?
And see
you
if you think
list?
My mom...
I bet they saw Suburbicon.
Suburbicon. Okay, Aaron goes Suburbicon. I said LBJ.
All right. Let
oh,
me
maybe
see that real quick.
This would be a good choice too. Only the Brave, the one about the fires.
That is more the wheelhouse. You're not off too far with LBJ.
Yeah.
I think. Definitely not Jigsaw.
No.
I don't think a bad mom's Christmas. Okay. I think they saw Thank You for Your Service.
Thank You for Your Service.
Yeah.
Which is, okay, the one with...
It's a military movie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, I said LBJ, Thank You for Your Service, and then...
What'd you say?
Suburbicon.
All okay. Right. So, we'll call Mom in a minute, and hopefully...
$5 is all riding on that.
Someone's going home with
Wait,
this.
Wait, maybe you need to tell us about the cliffhanger for the other movie thing that we were talking about last week.
Yeah, so we were talking about Peter Billingsley, and I met him one night through Ahmed Ahmed and Steve Renazizi. You know, that all of those guys hang out together, like you said. And I just remember, it was Vince Vaughn was there too.
Uh-huh.
And we were at some Mexican restaurant in Hollywood, and Steve goes, hey, stick around because in a minute Vince is going to come and, you know, hang out. They're going to shut the bar down, and then he's going to come in.
Oh, nice.
We're all going to hang out. I'm going, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I love Vince Vaughn. He didn't say anything about Peter Billingsley. They just said Vince Vaughn. I'm like, cool. And then we're hanging out at the bar, and it's like, it's just maybe 10 of us, right? Mm-hmm. And we're just taking drinks, getting shots, singing old school country music songs, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you would sing at people to tell you, and to see if they know all the words like you. And so there's this blonde guy sat down beside of me with these big blue eyes, and we start singing country music at each other to see, like, who knows the actual most of the words. And before you know it, we had our arm around each other doing, like, these, you know, the old Irish bard kind of a jig.
Nice.
And it was Peter Billingsley. I'm like, dude, you are. I didn't say this then, but, like, one of my favorite movies is A Christmas Story, you know, especially Christmas time.
Right.
You were saying Christmas Vacation.
For Christmas movies.
So it was very surreal to sit there at a bar getting hammered, drinking old school. I mean, listen to old school country music with the kid Christmas Story.
From things from your past are all coming together at one time.
Yeah,
singing songs from the past and have your arm around
Peter Billingsley.
Yeah,
and it was
what was his name in the movie?
Ralphie.
Ralphie.
Yeah, I think it was Ralphie. I actually went to a in Cleveland, they have a museum. They have the house that they used in that movie is in a neighborhood.
Wow.
And you can go there. Just the exterior stuff, you know. But they made they bought it and made it look like what it would have been, you know, in the movie.
Right.
Like the rooms and all this stuff.
Wow.
And you can go there and take a tour of it. I did. I went by myself one day.
I was
in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I just went there. And it happened to be snowing that day.
Oh.
So it was even better.
Perfect.
And they have a flagpole across the street where you can put,
put your tongue on.
I mean, I don't think people put their tongue up to take a picture in front of it. And then they, you know, I've got two leg lamps in my house.
You
from
do?
That movie. Yeah. Yeah.
You have two.
I have two of them.
You have a pair.
I have a pair of lamps. Well, I have one is a tiny one, so it would be weird.
Oh, for your like little nightstand.
Like a desktop.
A little desktop.
And then I have a bigger one that's, you know, full size. It's
so how come last week when we said what's the most embarrassing thing you own?
I'm not embarrassed by that at all. I'm proud of that. I bought it fair and square.
Just two though. Two.
Yeah,
two.
Well, one was a gift that someone gave me. I actually paid for the other one. No, I've got like magnets. I love that movie. I love that.
Okay, well, that's good. That makes sense. Top Gun is my favorite movie, and I have so much stuff in
my
house.
Top Gun was the first movie that we owned on a VHS.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was one of the ones we had in my house that actually had the VHS cover. All the other ones, my mom used to always record the ones that we rented from the video store.
Uh-huh. She did what?
So we had the double VCR.
Little scallywags.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So we had this.
I thought they had a system where you couldn't do that.
Called Rocket Video. Yeah. Oh. No, they did. They would take this little thing off the front of it. So my mom had this piece of tape that she would put over that.
Yep.
That made it look like.
I thought like some sort of weird tracking, like, you know, like the squiggly lines.
I thought,
in the movie,
I used to think for
awesome.
Like 10 years that we were all going to get arrested by the FBI.
Yeah.
And then my mom was like, no, it's only illegal if you sell it. So we would have it, we had them all numbered numerically. Like we had an album, like a notebook where you'd be like, where is A Christmas Story? And you'd go look up Christmas Story and be like, oh, it's A57. And then you would look through the house for A50. That's how many we had.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, but Top Gun, I always remember, is like one of the only ones that we had. And I watched that movie. It came out in 1986. I remember watching it with my uncle, who's the general.
Yeah, that's right.
Who, you know, flew planes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, that's F-16, that's this and that. And so he was so excited. It made me excited about it. And that's why my dog's name is Lieutenant Pete Mitchell, a.k.a. Maverick.
Oh, there you go.
I call him Maverick, but his name's Lieutenant Pete Mitchell.
I'm not going to argue with you. That's a great movie.
Fantastic.
Did you hear they're going to make another one?
Yeah, they've been saying that for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Since I've moved to L.A., they've been talking about doing a Top Gun with women.
Oh, nice.
Since I've moved here. And that's
like
16 years.
Are they going to get like Tom Cruise and all those
same
guys?
I think he's going to be a flight instructor.
He'll be a flight instructor.
Because at the end of the movie, remember, he goes back to be an instructor at Top Gun.
That's right. Yeah.
God help us. Remember, that's what the guy at the end says.
Yeah, great soundtrack, too.
Oh.
That movie has a great soundtrack.
Dun, 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 dun.
Take My Breath Away?
Dun, dun, dun.
I just start bawling sometimes.
So you know that scene, the scene where Tom Cruise and...
The sex scene?
Yes, the sex scene.
Yeah.
They filmed it in blue.
That's right.
Because when they had to reshoot the scene after the movie had already wrapped.
Uh-huh.
And she had already changed her hair for another movie. It was like a dark brown color.
Interesting.
So they filmed it in blue so that you couldn't tell what color her hair was.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Trivia.
A little tidbit for you.
A little
tidbit. Yeah. I wanted to be Tom Cruise so bad from that movie.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Playing beach volleyball.
Oh, yeah. That was a great scene.
What was it, Kenny Loggins? What other Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins had so many good.
Yeah, he Danger Zone.
Playing with the boys.
That's what it was.
That was the volleyball scene.
I was trying to think of what it was. Playing with the boys.
Playing with the boys.
Yeah. That scene is so funny. Now when you watch that scene, it's kind of funny because they slow it. It's all like slow-mo shots of them like doing their pecs.
It's so homoerotic. Yeah. It is like, you know, they do those like whole sketch shows of gay Top Gun in L.A. where you can, it's the whole movie acted out but gay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And Charlie is, you know, her name was Charlie in the movie that he calls sign Charlie.
Did you cry when Goose? I don't want to be a spoiler alert for people, but...
Oh, yeah, spoiler. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People always tell me to get a Goose for Maverick, my dog.
Yeah.
I'm like, Goose died.
Goose died.
I'll get him a Charlie. I'll get him a girlfriend.
There you go. That's good. Yeah, to this day, I'll say, what does Tom Cruise say to Goose? Like,
I'll be your wingman anytime. Iceman says.
That's Iceman.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Val Kilmer in that movie.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Oh, a hot Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Wait, what does he say to Goose when?
Copy that. Something good. When they're on the
they're doing the flyby?
Yeah, maybe.
It's time to buzz the tower?
No, it's a thing he would say, like, I got your back, Goose, or, like, Roger that, Goose, or something. Walkie-talkie. I don't know. Forget it. I'm done. Anyway.
Now I'm trying to figure it out. Okay, now.
I'll
think about it while we call your mother.
So should we do, okay, no, I was going to say, What's your favorite film is?
Top Gun. Oh, yeah. So what is your favorite movie? Sorry, I forgot to ask.
Well, Christmas Story, favorite Christmas movie.
Yes.
One of my favorite movies is True Romance.
Really?
By, yeah. Quentin Tarantino wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was on the other night.
Is that, that's the one where, like, if it's on, you're like, I'm going to watch it.
I have to. Honestly, I was about to go to bed.
guys.
Yeah.
Both of your favorite movies directed by Tony Scott.
Look at that.
The late Tony Scott.
Wow.
R.I.P.
Nice.
That was, I didn't realize that True Romance was.
Tarantino wrote it. Tony Scott directed it.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, one of the best scenes in any movie was Christopher Walken and
Dennis Hopper.
And Dennis Hopper. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank God for Aaron.
My brain's just not. I need more coffee. But I just watched it last night. I mean, that whole scene where he like knows he's going to die. And he's like, I'll just insult the guy. He's like, you know, you're Sicilian, right? That was conquered by the Moors. He's like, you're half eggplant or something like that. Just insult him, and he knows he's gonna die, and he asked for that cigarette right before, and I'll take one of them Chesterfields. And it's like, so many things in that scene are so good. So I love True Romance. I love Christian Slater, the girl, Alabama. Who was Alabama?
Patricia Arquette.
Thank you. Wait, is this mine or your favorite movie? Do you like it too?
What's your favorite movie, Aaron?
Oh. Jaws.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Jaws?
Jaws, yeah.
No! Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's literally, like, sharks are literally I'm so scared of sharks. Like,
too.
I'm afraid that they,
yeah.
You're afraid of them too?
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
love that movie?
Yeah, it's not about the shark.
Really?
It's about friendship.
It wasn't.
After all, amity does mean friendship.
The more you know.
Oh, is that true, Amityville?
No, that's what the mayor says in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to need a bigger...
I would have said Jaws for you. Because it's like you're too young to have gotten it, you know, gotten into it when it came out.
Yeah, I wasn't even alive when it came out.
Did you see that they've been showing it at like water parks where you can float in the water?
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, that is terrifying. Yeah, they show it. You know how like we have those outdoor movies at the cemetery
yes,
or whatever?
Yes.
So now they're showing Jaws in the water on a screen. Like you can float in
the
water.
Oh, my, where?
Like sometimes it's in the ocean or a lake or whatever. They'll put up like one of those floating screens and then they'll show it
Is
there.
Is this in L.A. somewhere?
I have no idea.
Oh, I
just saw an article
up.
About it and it was terrifying. Like,
I would totally
scared.
Do that.
I'm so scared of dying in a shark attack. I'm scared of surviving a shark attack. I'm just scared of dying in a bathing suit.
I wouldn't get bitten by anything.
I'm just scared of dying
in a bathing suit. Yeah, yeah. That's not how I want to go out either.
It's like,
Speedos.
Like, I just don't. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, good for you.
Have you seen anything at the cemetery here? Like one of those?
Oh, yeah. We just saw Superbad there.
Oh, yeah.
The 10-year anniversary, which is so
that's
crazy.
That's weird if it's that old.
Superbad is 10 years old.
I don't like knowing that.
I know.
I feel old.
It makes me, yeah. I mean, I pass the liquor store every time I drive here that they were at. It's on the
Victory. Remember,
I'm trying
to get the
booze.
It's on
Victory Boulevard right here on the way to the station. Every time I'm like, oh, well, there it is.
I saw Purple Rain there.
Oh, yeah, at the cemetery?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And they have, you know, the celebrities will come in and do a little, announce it or, you know. And then it was, had Dave Chappelle.
Oh, nice.
Was there. You had Wendy and Lisa from Prince and the Revolution. They were there. And a couple other people I forgot already. But it was amazing because people will dress like characters from the film.
Yeah.
And Purple Rain's also, I love Prince. But, which is weird, right?
You seem more of a Solids guy, not a Prince.
Solids?
No, just kidding.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
No, so I was like, well, I'm going to wear purple flannel. I had a purple flannel shirt.
Oh, my God.
I had a purple bandana. And I put eyeliner on.
Oh,
like Prince.
God.
Yeah. And we hang out. You watch the film. You drink beer. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, for people that don't know, it's on this mausoleum. It's this big, open, grassed area.
Right.
So
it's not like we're laying on dead
we're
people.
We're not laying on dead people. It's like, a little further away than that, and you're not even allowed to walk across it on the way to the movie. But you can bring your own picnic basket, so you can bring wine, beer, whatever you want, food.
Yeah.
And people go all out, tables, chairs.
It's a lot of fun, and I'll have to show you another picture eventually. They were doing they have a background from the movie, and you go and get a celebrity picture done
like
that. So for Prince, because he had just passed away, they made it look like you were in heaven, like all these clouds and that kind of stuff. And there is an album cover of Prince where he's totally naked.
Uh-huh.
But he's got his leg up and he's holding his his boobs.
Yeah.
And so everyone was doing random shots with their friends. I went up there and took my shirt off and sat down and did that. My little gut hanging out. You know? I'll have to show you that one. I'll put that one on the Instagram too.
Yes. We keep saying that we will, but
we'll
just have to write down what it is.
Yeah. We got a lot of
Prince
things to put out there.
On Instagram.
Yeah. What was another one we just said? Oh, well, your friend with the tequila in the hair from last
episode. Oh, yeah, I'm going to post that, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's talk to your mom.
Speaking of movies.
Let's see what movie she reviewed.
We have $5 on this.
Any money.
Mobile calling.
Oh, yeah.
Betty Reap.
Oh, I have to play the little jingle, too, that my niece wrote.
I should have gave you time to find that. Fire, playing with the boys. Stuck in my head now. Come on, Mama.
Hello.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Me and Sarah sitting right here.
We're so excited to hear your voice.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. How was your Halloween? Did you give out lots of candy?
Yeah, we gave out about 200 and some pieces.
Yeah, it's a good neighborhood for trick-or-treating over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just sat there at the door open and had the candy?
Yep.
What kind of candy?
It was a nice night. Sometimes I just sat on the front porch and just waited for them to come.
Yeah. How was Dad? How's Dad?
He's good.
Did he do anything mischievous for Halloween? He's trying to scare people, to hide behind a bush?
No, he didn't try to scare anybody, but he ate a lot of the candy.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of candy was it?
I had Snickers and Twix and Milky Ways.
Chocolate's always a good go-to for Halloween. Yeah.
I would have loved going to
five different kinds, Five different kinds of chocolates from Sam's big, big bag.
Do y'all always have candy at the house? Because, that's always my favorite part of, going home is finding candy at my mom's house.
I used to until Dad had to go on this diet. So I don't keep it anymore.
Yeah, so it's a bummer now when I go home. I'm like, I'm going to go through this drawer and find all kinds of sweets. There's no more sweets.
No more sweets.
Nope.
No more sweets. I got to bring my own sweets in there. And then Dad gets mad because he's like, I hope you eat all of that chicken pan pie because I'm not allowed to have it. And if it's sitting here, I'm going to eat it. So my mom, when I go home, likes to make me chicken pan pie. And then I know for Halloween, not Halloween, Thanksgiving, there's going to be a pecan pie in that house somewhere.
Oh, yes.
That's right. I've already got it.
Oh, you do? Oh, yeah. Yes.
I got the ham yesterday and the pecan pie.
Oh, man.
Wow. I'm getting hungry again.
I'm so hungry right now.
I got the stuffing for my dressing.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mom, do you ever cook with gizzards? Have you ever done anything with a gizzard from a turkey?
No, I throw them things away.
We were talking to my cousin last episode because I used to go up to their house in Michigan, and her dad, my uncle, one year hung the turkey on a clothesline, told us all to come out and look at it, and then cut its neck off. And it ran around the yard with its head cut off.
Didn't you say your mom did that one time?
Yeah, great. Mama used to wring their neck.
Uh-huh. And the chicken.
Occasionally she would chop their heads off, but a lot of times she'd just pick them up and wring their neck, and they'd just flop around all over the place.
Oh. And then you'd have to eat the chicken, right?
Chase it?
Then yes.
Eat it.
Uh-huh.
That was always,
yes.
That's the hardest part, is having to eat it after you watch it die.
Well, now I'm hungry again. You got a movie review for us?
Yes.
Wait, hang on.
We went to see.
Wait, don't say it. Don't say it yet, because we have bets on what we think maybe you are going to review this time. And right before she does it, go ahead. Aaron, he's one of our little co-hosts over here. Chime in there, buddy. What was your bet?
My bet was on Suburbicon.
Suburbicon. And Sarah?
I bet LBJ.
And I bet thank you for your service. Okay. Go ahead, Mom.
Well, you know what? We've seen Thank You for Your Service and A Bad Mom's Christmas.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah,
John.
Well, I didn't think A Bad Mom Christmas.
Yeah, you didn't think that.
I didn't think that.
Yeah, I didn't think that one either.
So
you won, John. You get to keep that $5.
No, I get more. Five from you and five from you. I get $15.
No, you don't.
All right, Mama, go ahead. What are you going to review for us?
Okay, well, do you want to hear Thank You for Your Service?
Yeah, why not?
Do we want to hear Bad Moms?
I want to hear Bad Moms.
I kind of want to hear Bad Moms Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, A Bad Moms Christmas. It, to me, was a crazy movie. It had three moms whose moms came to their house for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
One mom was very critical of everything her daughter did and how she... celebrates Christmas. Another mom was so needy. She just clung to her daughter all the time. She was just all over her all the time. She was even sitting in the dark in their bedroom one night while she and her husband made love.
Oh, yeah.
And the other mom was just a drunk and only came home when she needed money. And she hitchhiked across the country in a big rig truck when she got off the truck the daughter ran out to meet her. She didn't even realize that it was even Christmas.
Oh, that's how much she'd been drinking.
Yeah. And so they have the three daughters all got together, and they were talking about how miserable their mothers were making Christmas and how they wanted to do just a quiet, simple Christmas, and it just got real crazy. And
yeah.
Finally got through Christmas, and all the moms and daughters made up. I found it offensive, and the language was so bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't say hardly anything without the F word. They even had the children in there using the F word, and I just did not like it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Now,
so
David laughed through a lot of it.
He's probably laughing at you not liking it.
Yeah.
So what is your, how many thumbs up or thumbs down do you give it?
I would give it a 10 thumbs down.
Bad review for Bad Moms Christmas.
Let me ask you this, Miss Betty. Did you ever did you go to your mom's for Christmas? And what was that?
Oh, yes.
What was that like?
Oh, it was fun. We all got together and played Dirty Santa. We got together for a really big meal. Everybody brought something. And then we would, each person would bring a gift, and we'd draw numbers and play Dirty Santa. And sometimes people would get mad, and some people would just laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
And go Dirty, on. It was fun.
Dirty Santa is where you can swap the ones based on what your number you get.
Right.
If I draw something and then I pick a present, I can swap it. Before
you can steal
I open
someone
it,
else's
I can
gift.
Steal somebody's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Before I even open it.
And then we had my mom, lots of brothers and sisters. I mean, it's a big full house.
Uh huh.
And,
Is that at your grandmother's house or is that at your mom? Okay.
My grandmother's house. Growing up, that was I love going there for Christmas. We had, I mean, we would go there like almost every other Sunday, you know, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we were all very close. And it was a fun house. I remember, Mom, do you remember when Lorena got mad?
Oh, yeah.
What happened? Who's Lorena?
That's her sister.
Okay. Your mom's sister, uh-huh. Lorena, got mad because
somebody took her gift that she brought it and she wanted it and somebody tried to steal it. She got mad.
Oh, that's the dirty Santa?
Yeah. She wasn't playing the game correctly.
What was the gift?
Oh, I don't know.
I think she didn't go buy anything. She just wrapped it $25.
Yeah.
So she just wanted the $25.
Yeah, she wanted her money back. And then somebody stole it. She said, I don't see anything else here. I won't. I am not ever playing this game.
Yeah. Stormed out of the room, went in another room, and just watched TV by herself. Left her husband in there. He was just like, I'll drink some coffee and just stand here, I guess.
Man, I got a Dirty Santa gift one time, and it was a bunch of empty perfume bottles. That's what somebody wrapped up.
Oh, my.
I was so upset.
Yeah.
I was like, you're supposed to at least bring something kind of funny that I could use for something. This is just your trash that you asked me to throw away.
Right. Yeah, can you drop this off in the recycling bin somewhere? Yeah, go ahead, Mom.
Didn't you wrap up a dirty shoe?
Yeah, I was about to tell that one.
No.
So, Mom, I have to tell you this one.
Okay.
So, My mom's brother Kenneth was mentally disabled,
mm-hmm.
right? But he would always do like the best Elvis impression.
Oh,
ever.
Nice!
So every Christmas you'd just say, "Hey, Kenneth,"
yeah.
And we'd play Elvis Christmas music.
Perfect.
And you'd see him in the corner just going, "Hey," just kind of shaking his
blue.
Yeah.
Christmas
without you. Loved it.
Yeah, so good.
And so, you know. When you play the Dirty Santa game, you don't know who's going to pick your gift.
Yeah.
So had I known that Kenneth was going to pick this one, I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, no.
So what I did was I put I picked a dirty shoe, like a nasty dirty shoe. And I put a gift certificate in the middle of the shoe. So get your money's worth out of it.
Okay.
But
okay.
At first you just see a dirty shoe. And I wrapped it in a box and everything, and Kenneth got it. And I saw him going for it. I'm like, no. And he got it. He unwrapped it, and he pulled out the shoe, and everyone sort of starts laughing. He goes, he just goes, I don't believe it's going to fit. Nothing about that it was dirty. Nothing about that it was just one shoe. He immediately knew it was not his size. And we all just laughed.
Oh, that is adorable.
Yeah.
What was did he find the gift certificate though?
Yeah, we made sure he got the gift certificate. I mean, he got his money's worth. He's got his $25 worth of something.
You didn't make him give you both of his shoes and go, nope, that's the one you got.
No, I mean I was stressed and I didn't know how it was gonna go when he grabbed that thing.
You remember the year that your dad picked the gift that Tina brought, and what it was a dirty poopy diaper.
Oh, that's right.
No.
She wrapped up a dirty diaper.
No.
Yeah.
And that's what your dad picked?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sure she wanted that to happen.
I bet he probably would have, he probably almost pulled his gun out at that point.
Yeah.
Did you get anything crazy like that, Betty? Did you ever have anything like that?
No, I always got really good gifts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I remember one time I got really mad and sad one time. You know, because when you're a kid,
right.
Aunts and uncles will also buy you random gifts too,
mm-hmm.
you know, growing up. So, like, I remember my brother getting from Aunt Gail, he got it from Steve, Uncle Steve. Anyway, it was a nice, cool little radio.
Oh, neat.
Like a little, uh-huh. little Walkman type, like a transistor kind of radio thing. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool, because I loved electronics. I'm like, I want one of them.
Yeah.
And then Gail had gotten me, it was Gail. Both of these were Gail. Gail got me Legos. And I'm like,
how old were you?
I was so mad. And I was just
because you wanted a radio?
I was jealous of Jason's radio, and I had Legos. I felt like I was too old for Legos.
I feel like usually your aunts give you the same gifts. Notoriously, just for that reason, because people get my
I see. Yes,
my aunt used to get me and my sister similar
yeah.
clothes or sizes.
Right,
or
right.
If it was Bath and Body Works, like we both got one, but just like maybe different scents. So if we didn't like it, we'd just switch it.
Right. And then that way, you know, it doesn't look like favoritism.
Yes.
You know, if this is a way better gift than Legos.
Ugh,
so man. Remember that, Mom? I felt so embarrassed. I just started buying. I had to apologize. I'm sorry. I love the Legos.
Because you started crying when you got the gift.
Yeah. I don't know.
I felt for you. I think I even went out and bought you something extra that year.
Since
you got- Mom, I'm going to start crying again. I love my mom so much.
I know. I hope you get a radio for Christmas this year.
Oh, no, she should go buy some Legos for this now.
Yeah, I know.
So when I come home for Christmas, Mom, I want some Legos. And I will be home for Christmas. One day for Thanksgiving, pretty much. But then Christmas, I'll be there a bunch.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for the review. We love talking to you.
Well, I loved listening to your granny the other day, your grandma.
My Nana. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. She called her.
You what?
She's in her 90s.
I know, 92. Yeah. And she just stopped bowling like 2 years ago. Like, she's been so active my whole life. So it's kind of funny. Like, now she just plays Mahjong and bridge. And she didn't. Yeah. But she's.
Wow.
I know. She's doing good. She's doing really good. I'm going to see her for Thanksgiving, and I can't wait.
That's good.
Aww.
Well, thanks again, Mother. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
I got to play the jingle because I forgot.
Okay.
Because it is my niece that...
Yay. Thank you,
she
niece.
She just has... Beatrice has the best voice. Yes.
10 thumbs down for bad mom. She was offended.
Language. Yeah. And I just love that your dad is laughing the whole time. Yeah. And you think he's laughing because...
She does not. She's like upset, like disgusted by it, like probably want to leave.
Especially the kids saying such bad things.
Yeah, that too. And I remember, I think it was... But do you remember when Bad Santa came out? The Billy Bob Thornton movie, Bad Santa?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I didn't know how bad it was going to be in terms of, like, you know... vulgarity and blah, 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 blah. I knew it was going to be kind of bad. Anyway, there's a scene in that movie where he meets a girl at a department store and takes her in a change room and has anal sex.
What?
In that movie. And I'm sitting there next to my parents, and while this scene is happening, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, no.
I didn't know there was going to be this.
Yeah.
In Bad Santa.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I remember one time we were playing Cranium. Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
And, and my mom, We were making the claymation thing. You have to make the claymation.
Yes.
So take the clay and make something. And it was just like the word was like a bed.
Uh-huh.
And my sister's making it, and my mom just shouts out, anal sex. And we were like,
no.
How do you know what that is?
Yeah, no. It's weird hearing your parents say it.
We couldn't believe it. Because my mom, you've heard her. Like, she doesn't curse.
Yeah.
She doesn't drink. She doesn't use swear. You know, like, would be a great Mormon if she believed in God. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if she, We could not.
It's weird hearing it from a parent, you know, say something like that. But, I'm not surprised. Oh, who's in Bad Santa, by the way? I mean, not Bad Santa. Bad Moms.
Oh, it's Ashton Kutcher, like Mila Kunis.
Oh, that's right.
Kristen Bell.
Oh, this is the second one.
Yeah, this is the sequel.
Got it.
Well, speaking of Christmas and gifts.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you about this.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany & Co., you've heard of them.
Tiffany & Co.?
Tiffany, you know, Tiffany, like the jewelry song? Company.
Oh, yeah.
Tiffany.
Singer?
No.
I think we're alone.
No,
now.
Not her. The jewelry company.
Such a crush
the
on
little
her.
Blue box.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So, Tiffany came out today with a line of everyday objects. Okay?
Okay.
So, this, they have a paper cup. It's $95 for a paper cup.
Okay.
Is this jewelry?
Are we wearing these things?
They have a tin cup, like a coffee can.
Yep.
How much do you think the coffee can is? I'm going to just show you the
tin cup coffee can.
I'm just showing
if
you
it's from Tiffany, I'm going to say, I'm just going to throw out there, $150.
How much do you think, Aaron?
Aaron, tin cup.
$200.
$1,500.
Get out of here.
Not kidding.
$1,500.
For a coffee can tin.
What do you, I mean, do you actually use these things? Are you supposed to use
it? Oh, yeah, you put pencils in it.
Oh.
That's what they show. Okay, how about I'm going to do another
one. Okay, do you know what the tin cup is? Is it made of tin? Or is this like all silver?
That one is Let's see.
Because if it's silver, then, you know, at least it might be actually worth that.
Sterling silver.
Oh, there you go. So you can get a tin cup and a paper cup of silver.
Yeah. Oh. They also have...
Well, they do say invest in silver and gold. So there you go.
They have maybe a yo-yo for $300.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they also have a pizza cutter for $165.
Wow.
A little first aid box that's silver, and that's $600.
Jeez.
And who do you think buys a ball. This? How about this? The ball of yarn. How much do you think the ball of yarn
well,
is?
That's, is it solid or is it just a? Is it a shell?
No, it's solid. It's a solid ball of yarn that I think. How much do you think that ball of yarn
is? Well, based on what you said, the tin cup was. I'm gonna go.
Here's
up
the
a
ball
bit.
Of yarn.
That's a big ball of yarn. If it's all silver, that's you know. I'm gonna go $5,000. Five grand.
Yeah, I'm gonna say somewhere around there, maybe seven grand.
$9,000.
Oh my god.
Sterling silver. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, can you believe the nerve of these people to put that out there as everyday objects.
Yeah, here's what we think most people would do.
Just everyday.
Every day.
You have to be so freaking bored. They have a bird's nest for $10,000. A ruler for $450.
Wow. That sounds like something Trump would have.
On his website.
It'd be platinum.
And it had his name all over it.
Uh-huh.
I just couldn't. I mean, I saw that today. I was like, no. Please,
that's
no.
When you said Tiffany, I was thinking maybe like one of those little, small versions, like of a tin cup, of earring or something.
Yeah, no.
Or like one of those.
No,
bracelets.
These are just everyday like things that you had, like a cup.
It's the actual size,
but they've made it from Tiffany's.
Yeah,
and it's
who's gonna get that for someone? I mean, what?
People are going to get that for someone.
Yeah,
because they're when people are rich, they run out of things to give each other.
Yeah,
because they're like, you have every. It's also like your old, like your great grandma, your grandma. You're like, I don't know what to get you. Like, you don't want anything.
Yeah,
anything that you have.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I could just give you
everything.
More of what, like, I could just give you
right.
more Charles Shaw wine from Trader Joe's.
Right,
I know
right.
you like that. You know, that's why I give my grandma, like, autograph things that I can inherit.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember that. That's a smart move.
She also loves them.
Yeah,
she loves them.
And she also probably loved knowing that she could pass it on to you.
Yes.
Like, she's doing you a favor.
Yeah, she's probably also just, like, because she knows I'm doing that, writing it in her will that someone else gets it.
Oh, that would be great. I hope she does.
It would be so funny. She just gave it all to my sister.
But you
and
get
I'm
to
like,
keep
no!
the actual physical signature.
No! Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's good.
That would be great. How is that? I don't know where we are.
Oh, yeah.
We're at 38.
We're at 38. All right.
I can give you another store unless you have something that you want to.
Well, let me dig up in my archives here and see what we got.
I couldn't believe that. I also have a Rednecks Everywhere.
I've got a Rednecks Everywhere. Let's do one of yours.
Okay.
If you feel like it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Real quick, I want to plug something real quick. Go to our tour dates. Go to our websites.
Oh,
look
yeah.
us up. We're always on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, johnreap.com. I'm everywhere. Going to Canada. Got some gigs in North Carolina. Look it up.
Oh, man. I was going to do this story about Canada. Like, they pulled over this car, got in a wreck, and five people got out, and they were all naked.
Oh, wow. Wait, that's your
near
Rednecks
Edmonton,
Everywhere?
No.
Oh.
But I almost did it, but its story wasn't good enough. It wasn't, like, juicy enough.
Yeah, the title's all you need to hear.
Yeah.
After that,
you're
it's
like,
not
all
great.
Right, well,
yeah.
that's it.
And they had boners.
So you're going to Canada. Didn't you say Vancouver?
I was in Edmonton already, and now I'm going to Vancouver.
Yeah. When are you going to Vancouver?
I will be in Vancouver the November, like, 16 through 18.
Okay, that'll probably be when this is airing.
Yeah. So if you're in Vancouver, come on up and see me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll be in Boston at the end of the month, November 30th through December 2nd.
Oh, nice.
And then I'll be at the Punchline in Atlanta, December 16th through the 18th.
You and I are, because we have the same agents now,
mm-hmm.
like I'm going to Boston for the first time ever this
me
year.
Me too.
And I think it's like he's selling us like a package or something without us knowing it.
When I was on the Impractical Jokers cruise, I was like, I heard about this outlaw cruise, this country cruise, and John Reap's on it, and I need to be on there too.
Good for you.
Yeah, so
well,
I'm
you totally
pushing,
should.
I'm pushing for them to put me on that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And if you go, and if I'm not there, but you go, you got to meet these Elvises.
The
there's four of them. And they have different, they span his whole life. You got an old fat Elvis, and you got like a younger thin Elvis, and anything in between.
Have you ever been to Thai Town to see the Thai Elvis here in L.A.?
No.
Oh, there's this place called Thai Palms. Have you ever been to that, Aaron? Yeah, it's on Sunset. Great Thai restaurant. But every night there's this Elvis, Thai Elvis.
That's awesome.
And he sounds just like Elvis.
Like Henry Cho a little bit.
Except at the very end, he's like, thank you very much. It's so funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, he sounds such, like, he sounds, he's a great singer. He sounds just like Elvis when he's singing.
Yeah.
And then when he says thank you,
it's like he,
it sounds so
Thai. Character.
Yeah.
It's like Andy Kaufman all of a sudden. Thank you very much.
Okay. So this is my rednecks everywhere. Everywhere. A mother in Wisconsin.
Here we go.
Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Good cheese.
We know. Is facing a felony charge of recklessly endangering safety after she allegedly strapped her 9-year-old son to the top of a minivan on top of a plastic pool.
Nice.
Okay. So she's driving a minivan.
That's great.
Okay. Amber Schmunk. That's her name. Schmunk. Well, that's appropriate. A Fredonia was charged earlier this month, which started after officers received a call reporting a child on top of a vehicle holding down a plastic pool.
So, okay.
Okay. So
are you saying that the child's in the pool, but he's also strapped on top of it? Like him, he's strapped. Like he's, it's double strapped.
Like he's the, yes. He's strapped to the pool, and the pool is strapped to the van.
Wow. And a minivan, those are tall.
I mean, yeah.
He had to climb the ladder to get up
there. He's 9 years old.
Well, did she think, I mean, was it like a block down the road? I mean, did she get on the interstate? I mean, if you're going 80 miles an hour.
A witness later reported seeing Schmunk pull over and take the child off the minivan roof and wedge the pool inside the vehicle before dropping it off at her sister's house. Officers arrived on the scene, questioned her about her son's alleged wild ride. They said she admitted the boy had been on top of the minivan on the road, but only for a short time, maybe 20 to 30 seconds. If somebody's reporting that,
that's like you got caught.
It's definitely longer than that.
Yeah.
Like this, she clearly doesn't know what 20 to 30 seconds
is. Right. I only had one beer tonight, officer.
Yeah.
Case. Okay.
Schmunk allegedly told authorities she had picked up a molded plastic pool at another house, but didn't have enough room inside the minivan.
Wow. It must have been already inflated, you know, like not in the box, but like it's a pool on top of a minivan.
Yeah, man, it's got to be one of those plastic ones that you don't inflate.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's got. And she's like, well, I don't have enough room inside it.
Yeah.
So I got to put it on top.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, maybe she would.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she decided to put the pool on top of the minivan, but had no way to strap it down. So she had her child climb on the roof and hold it down while she drove.
Wow. She's got something to weight it down.
It's
all we need, son.
So
I don't have any straps in here.
I'll use a 9-year-old's body to weigh
it. Can you sort of spread out so that the air doesn't get under it?
I mean, it's going to just slip right off.
Yeah. So she didn't have anything to strap it down, but she thought just him weighing it down would be good enough.
She made a sled, basically, for him to slide off the top while she drove down the road. Police said Schmunk told them she thought her actions were okay since her dad let her do things like that when she was 9.
Oh, Jesus.
Really? She said she added that her son was safe on top of the minivan because she tied him down with a strap on top of the pool.
Oh, yeah. So it's not just a pool. It's like it went over his body. Like he's in it, on it, and then the strap goes over him and the pool. So, like,
why did she need him in there if she had the strap in the first place?
Yeah.
But she said she
just extra security.
She really contradicted herself, so she could face 5 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. I mean, it does sound like something my dad would have done with me, though, if I'm being honest.
Oh, I always sat, like, without a seatbelt when I was little.
Yeah. And then, you know,
we had an El Camino. And
those are great.
And my dad had an A-Track player in the El Camino, and the A-Track case. Man, I'd sit on top of that so I could see over the windshield, right? So that if we, you know, had to stop really fast, I would go directly through the windshield.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hit the glove compartment.
But you had the dad arm. The dad arm would be right there.
No seatbelt. I remember one time we got pulled over. My dad was like, "Get out of my car, put your seatbelt on." Like, also, hold my beer. Like it.
You would see people. Yeah, hold my beer. You would see people back in the day in the back of trucks.
Oh.
All the time.
Yeah.
And dogs running around.
Well,
but no one, they weren't strapped in. You know, I mean, that's not on the top of I'm not defending this lady, but no. it was normal to have, you know, just people in the back of a truck.
We had a Jeep Cherokee that didn't, you know, and Dad and Mom would take the windows and doors off or whatever.
Right.
And we had this hump. Uh-huh. On this road. You know, you ever have one of those humps where you're like, you know, it's coming up. You look forward to it. Yeah, you're like, I can't wait, go over that. Faster.
Like a roller coaster.
Go faster. Yeah. And your parents are like, no, we're not going fast this time. Like, no, no, no.
I know
and then
exactly
every once in a while, they're in a good mood and they're kind of cheery. Uh-huh. And like, we would have that in the Jeep. And it was like, we could have just flown out.
Yeah.
But we were like, wow. It was the best day ever when my parents would do that.
Oh, I know. We have one in my neighborhood. It's kind of like that.
Uh huh.
Yeah. My dad, one winter it snowed, and he's like, all right, kids, get in the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you to this certain hill, and we're going to go sledding. Now, we're in the back of a truck, children. It's got the camper on it. He didn't have heat back there, so he wanted to make sure we were warm. He put a kerosene heater.
Oh, cool.
Lit it.
In the
and
with
four
the shell
kids,
on the truck.
With the shell on the truck. Four kids in the back going in the snow,
oh
going to
God.
A hill 20 miles away.
Get out.
To go sledding.
20 miles away?
Oh, it was like another county.
Oh, my
and
God.
So, and then we would go tubing down this, you know, this hill in inner tubes. But we thought, well, that's a great idea because we're going to be cold back there and we could use some
heat.
Oh,
yeah, what a smart idea.
Yeah, I'm going to crack the windows a little bit.
My dad was the Pepperidge Farm guy, right? So he had a big delivery truck.
Yeah.
And one day, he's like, I got to take the truck into the shop, so y'all, I'm going to give you a ride to school. So we were like, oh, my God, yes, we don't have to ride the bus today. This is the best day ever.
Yeah.
So we go to get in my dad's pickup truck, and he's like, no, 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 the delivery truck. So he puts us in the back of the delivery truck, right? There's So we're just holding on to the shelves.
Yeah, right.
And there was a front seat, but my dad was like, oh, no, no, the new Goldfish cookies are there.
These are special.
Goldfish cookies had just come out.
Yeah.
Those were like Teddy Grahams, but they were Goldfish.
Nice.
And they got the passenger seat. So my sister and I had to hold on to the back, the shelves, and then we get to school. And if it's not bad
slick,
enough.
Right? They're, you can slide around. They're slick.
Oh, yeah, but we were, you know, like obviously we thought like, yes, this is so fun, you know, because we just were like, so excited to just hold on. It's
fun when you're a kid. You don't think of safety like that.
We go to climb out the front of the truck when my dad pulls us to school, and then we hear like click 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 click. My dad opens up the back of the truck and pulls the ramp down, and just like lets us go out the back of the truck that way.
Nice.
Like he smuggled us, like we were like, you know, like we were sex traffickers.
Yeah. Now you can come out. Oh, that's
coming out of the back of a pickup truck.
He probably rolled out a red carpet for the goldfish.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, here's the track so that you can go get beat up at school. I'm presenting you to get your butt kicked.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh my gosh, so embarrassing. But you know, people do crazy things.
You know,
even in Wisconsin.
Learn. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It ain't doesn't have to be Georgia.
Yeah.
Or North Carolina.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
They are.
Oh, this was fun. I'm exhausted from all that fun.
I know. My sides are hurt from laughing so hard. My neck is sore. I think I pulled something yawning the other day. I'm getting to that age. But, this is always fun with you, Sarah.
It's so much fun. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
I did that wrong.